This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Talks between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence. House Republicans are nominating Majority Leader Steve Scalise to be the next speaker. The Louisiana lawmaker secured the nomination 113-99 in a closed-door Republican conference meeting yesterday. Scalise will now take his candidacy to the House floor, where he'll need to win the support of the majority of the chamber to take control of the gavel. The vote could happen sometime today. The United Auto Workers strike is putting more members on the picket line. The organization said on X that 8,700 UAW members at Ford's Kentucky truck plant will walk. The UAW is claiming Ford refused to make further movement in bargaining. F-Series pickup trucks are made at that plant, which are one of the company's biggest moneymakers. Walt Disney World and Disneyland raised their rates at their theme parks in 2019 and again in 2020. It now costs over $200 for a single-day ticket during peak times of the year. Yesterday, Disney announced price hikes again. Prices for annual passes at Disney World in Florida are jumping between $30 and $50, depending on the pass. Almost all ticket options at California's Disneyland will see prices rise between $5 and $65. The increase comes after Disney announced its plan to invest $60 billion with a B, dollars, into its theme parks over the next 10 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Biden administration is facing calls to freeze $6 billion in Iranian assets after terrorist group Hamas brutally attacked Israel last Saturday. The funds in question were freed up by the Biden administration as part of a prisoner swap with Iran. Republicans this week have called on the administration to put a hold on those funds, claiming there's a risk the money could be used against Israel in the conflict. Republican lawmakers say they'll be introducing a resolution to expel Representative George Santos from Congress. The decision comes after Santos was hit with more federal criminal charges. Prosecutors claim Santos stole people's identities and made charges on the donors' credit cards without their permission, also claiming some of the money was found in Santos' bank account. Santos responded, "I'm pretty much denying every last bit of charges." Santos is due back in court on earlier charges in May. He's scheduled to appear on October 27th. Sexual assault lawsuits from across the United States against Uber have been put together in federal court. A judge now has ruled that nearly 100 cases can be heard by one judge. All pretrial motions will be heard under Judge Charles Breyer in the Northern District of California. The cases cover at least 16 states and would still have to go to trial in their state's jurisdictions. Hundreds of women have filed suits against the rideshare company, saying that it hasn't done enough to shield passengers from sexual assault. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
You know, I think that's what we need to say about government spending. You better stop. I mean, there's no question what is going on here, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Grover Norquist. And as he joins us most weeks, it's always good to have the American for Tax Reform president with us. Good morning, Grover. How are you?
I am doing very well. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good to be with you. I saw your piece here that you've written, Data Proves Government Spending Too Much. You know, everything about the government, I mean, you know, things are quite obvious, but, you know, we've got to drive down, we've got to get the data, make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed, because, you know, the government believes in plausible deniability, but it's hard to get around the facts, isn't it?
It is. What we did with a piece in the Wall Street Journal was point out that over time, spending by states and by the federal government is growing faster than people's incomes. So government at the state and national level is becoming more expensive. Instead of, you know, being at a state level, 6% of your income is 7%, and it's mm-hmm. moving up in some states, it's significantly worse. So we put together a study for each state, and it's up on our website, atr.org, which shows in your state, how much should the budget go up, total government spending by your state, mm-hmm. to remain below the growth of your income so that it doesn't become a heavier burden to
exactly.
you and your family, a bigger part of your family income. And then you take a look back and say, you know, if the government had only grown as fast as your wages in the last 10 years, look at all the debt you wouldn't have. Look at all the taxes you mm-hmm. would need. And you realize that to limit spending 1 year, not nice, but if you could do it over a 10-year period, as 4 or 5 different states have done. I mean, mm-hmm. the reason Florida doesn't have an income tax, doesn't need an income tax, it's not like they get the money somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And they don't need as much money to run the state, because they keep track and don't let it grow faster than the wages of the people in their state. Florida spent $115 billion last year, state, local, and York, twice as much, $230 billion. Mm-hmm. So New York, which actually has fewer people these days than Florida, who knew that would happen someday?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But about 2 to 3 million more people live in Florida than New York. New York's emptying out. People are moving to Florida. And they have roads in both states. They have education in both states. the roads are better in Florida. The education is
exactly.
better.
I was just going to say the obvious difference between, you know, let's just say a red and blue state, if we can put it this way, because it would seem that what it's going to come down to are the policies of blue state, you know, governors and officials, what they're doing, because people, I think, are amazed. People from New York that I talked to, just to your exact point, Grover, here, is they come here and they go, wait a minute, I'm spending so much more in taxes in New York, but I get such better quality of services here in Florida. You know, what is the difference? And the difference is quite clear, isn't it?
It is. And that's why, yeah, once in a while I get said, well, if Florida doesn't have an income tax, they must have really high property taxes or sales taxes, this, that, or the other thing. Actually, no. They don't need $115 billion. If you can leave in the pocket and the bank accounts and the life savings of the people of Florida $115 billion every single year, imagine how that adds up with your ability to
exactly.
save for your retirement. And you don't even
Without
have to
doubt.
Retire in Florida. You're already there, right?
Right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, Florida's not doing silly things like, oh, we're going to be a sanctuary state and pay for, you know, people to come here and just kind of, you know, live off the citizens of the state. Where in New York, for example, you know, they're a sanctuary city, we're a sanctuary state, we welcome everybody until all of a sudden they realize, which it amazes me, is like, well, who's responsible for doing the math in all this? You can't project. You know, Grover, you know as well as I do in the public sector or in the private sector of business, you wouldn't last long as a manager if you couldn't project and manage a budget. You'd be on your elbows and earlobes out the door because you're too costly.
Well, you'd also be in prison because if you had set up a pension system for a private company the way they do for state and local government, and there's
right.
no money in the pension system. It's called a Ponzi scheme.
Exactly.
And it's illegal, and Ponzi went to jail. Yeah. You know, so, and you would go to jail if you told workers, oh, we're saving money for your retirement, but you really weren't.
Right. Well, you know, and the latest one is like you said, they guarantee, because our government has become so pro-union, especially Joe Biden, here we are guaranteeing any of these shortfalls with their pension. So if the pension falls short, you know, the unions go to Uncle Joe and say, hey, sucker, pay up. You know, you didn't give us the return that we counted on. And so the taxpayer is carrying the difference. But yet what happens with Social Security is Social Security, you know, for the everyday citizen who's been paying into this, and the government has been using the people's money, you know, for whatever they need. They got into the lockbox, you know, thank you very much, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and they still can't manage to get that lock back on the box, and they've been dipping into our funds, and so now we got shortfall, but, you know, we the people and Social Security people, I guess we don't have a loud enough voice, so we don't get a guaranteed, you know, growth, you know, with our funds, even though they have the money right now, but yet they'll do it for the unions. What's up with that?
Well, of course, the president is a great friend of the union bosses. He's not a friend
right.
of teachers. He's a friend of the teachers' union leadership.
Yes.
And one of the things that unions do is they take away flexibility. Republicans put forward a proposal that said, you know, some states, federal government has a law that says if you work on Saturday, you get paid time and a half. If you work more than 40 hours a week, you get paid time and a half. If you're paid on an hourly basis as opposed to salary or monthly. And they said, well, what if somebody wants to take the hour and a half as an hour and a half off, not addition, not pay an hour and a half, but if I work for an hour and a half, you know, I want to get compensated in more time off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I work an extra hour, I get an hour and a half off that I wouldn't otherwise have had. And for some parents, that's more important at certain times than cash. They'd rather have flexibility. And the union said never, never. And they fought the law that gave their own workers the choice to do that because they wanted everybody to be one size fits all.
Exactly. There it is. And that's That's what they believe in. They've been forcing it down the union's throats and everything. And so here it is. They're able to control, you know, the political funds, which, what is it, about 90% of the political funds goes to Democratic causes and Democratic candidates, right?
Yes, so. And at the IRS, it's 99%.
Wow. Why don't they just go the full 100? I mean, it's like if you're not, I mean, you're gonna try to make me feel good because hey, at least it's not 100%.
We're bipartisan. Look at that.
Exactly. More from Grover after
the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're solving this whole situation here right now. Hopefully you're taking notes. Grover Norquist and all his brilliance. He's the president for Americans for Tax Reform. You know, we're talking about, you know, just simple math here. And I think that, you know, Grover, I think you're right that, you know, the disturbance in the force that the Supreme Court did last year in returning, let's just say, abortion as a, it's just kind of an idea, and one that was long expected. Let's have it go to the states. Let the states handle it because it's better off that way. And of course, they were all freaking out, especially, you know, the federal government, because that meant that it took that layer of cost away from the administration of abortions, which they said all along, you know, the taxpayer wasn't supposed to pay for it, you know, in much the same way that Planned Parenthood said that 97% of the money that they raise, or 97% of the money that they in their budget is for women's health care. You know, it's not all about abortion for them, you know, which was quite interesting because, you know, I say if that was true, then why did so many Planned Parenthood centers close when the states assumed the responsibility and as a result of the Dobbs decision? Well, you know, if we looked at other things that involve our money and taxes, and we put it back with the states that are more responsible and direct, we get rid of that middleman. We get rid of that additional expense. You know, and we were just, you know, I asked, I said, what is it, you know, roughly, you know, the administrative cost of the feds getting involved with all this stuff? And what I do know is, you know, I had an interesting conversation with Bob Whitson from the Whitson Institute. We were talking about the war on poverty, Grover. And I said, man, we spent something like 25, maybe $30 trillion since 1964. And what happened with all that money? And he said, Bill, you got to understand, 70%, Grover, is administrative cost. Basically, that's what he said. 70%. So here, for all the trillions of dollars that we spent. So to your point, we're better off with these, you know, these programs being handled by the state because they're at the local level. They know what's going on. It's their money. And they're a little bit more, little bit more sincere in scrutinizing and managing that budget, right?
Yes. But I think the biggest advantage of having states handle Medicaid or welfare or job training programs, those sorts of things, is not that they're closer to the people, because I'm not any closer to my governor than I am to my president. Mm-hmm. But there are 50 of them. Which means if one of them has a really good idea, you can look and say, oh, my goodness, you know, when you mm-hmm. build the roads with this material instead of that material, it works better. And right. it costs less money. And, you know, here's what works and here's what didn't. When there's one size fits all, when the roads are designed out of Washington, D.C., and everybody has to follow the same rules, how would you know if you're doing it wrong?
Right.
How would you know
exactly.
if you're doing it right? You have nothing to compare it with unless you spend a lot of time in Europe. And
But they don't, Grover, they don't care if it's right or wrong. What they've already assigned that money to somebody who deserves favor. And when you follow the money and you look back at the tentacles of it, you realize the political favors. Oh, okay, we get it now. We understand why they were rewarded that opportunity is because they're a big Democrat donor or they're a big Republican donor. I get it. You know, in all things political, it swings both ways. These are bad habits, and all these things, to your point, contribute to us being $33 trillion in debt, right?
Yes, and if you'd taken the war on poverty out, it'd be close to zero. And the sad thing is that if you read the speech that President Johnson gave in Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, about the Great Society, it's a fantasy world. By the way, there are cities. There are no jobs in this. Okay, there are cities, and then there's places to, like, recreate, as Caesar would say, and it was all about how we know how to educate your children and teach them, and to give money to poor people, then they'll develop middle-class values. Not the other way around. You don't develop middle-class values from working. If you give them money instead of working, they'll develop the middle-class values. Middle-class values flow from having $30,000 a year, not flow from working for $30,000 a year. And there's a very you look at it and you go, this was the genesis, and everything they said they were that would get better. Education, you know, kids would be educated better, there'd be less poverty, health care, and so on. None of those things got better.
Exactly.
To their audiences.
Exactly.
It got worse. A lot of upper class people got rich managing poor people, but they didn't do it in a way that was helpful. They sort of managed it the way cowboys manage cows, you know.
Because that wasn't the objective. The objective, Grover, from the get-go, wasn't about serving the people. It was about serving themselves. And that's clear. And this is what happens at the federal level. It's all about sustaining their egregious position. And so, you know, who cares about the budget? You know, we've got plenty of minions down there. We'll just, hit them a little bit harder. We'll whip them a little bit harder to work a little bit more, and we'll keep graining them of their hard-earned work, all in the name of taxes, one way or another, whether it's inflation, the cost of fuel, and on, right?
Also, when the government gets involved with hiring people or giving them money, that's the way to have political control over those people. To have,
You think not? Just look at Washington D.C. Right, with 96% of Washington D.C. voting Democrat. That's a perfect example of your point, right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, whenever they look at the richest counties in the United States, I think 6 of the top 10 are all in the Washington D.C. area. It's not because we have oil. Or make movies, or have big banks, it's because government workers get paid more than other people do. Their pensions are higher, they work fewer days, they work fewer hours, they get more pay for lack of productivity. And it adds up when everybody in town's got a much higher paycheck than the federal employees are paid roughly twice with private sector.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
If you look at the pensions as well, now somebody go, whoa, no, the pay isn't. That's the pay aside. Look at the benefits. Look at the pay.
Exactly.
Then come back and do the calculation. It's about 2-1. It's about 40% more for state and local.
Yeah. Well, Grover, a couple minutes left here. The Sustainable Budget Project, remind everybody where they can go and see for themselves. I mean, see the hard data results, and they can begin to imagine what it would be like if, you know, their states started handling some of these problems as opposed to relying on the federal government that's, overcharging us and continuing to balloon that $33 trillion of debt. Where can they go for more information on that?
Yeah. Our website for Americans for Tax Reform, which also has the list of every elected official who signed the pledge to not to raise taxes, that they'll never raise taxes. And you just look for Sustainable Budget Project and search for that. And it will go, and you can go state by state. You can press on the state. If you know what the outline of your state looks like, you can go right there and see what limits there should be. And then are the legislators in your state living up to that?
Yeah, exactly. One final comment. Department of Justice announced last week, Friday, of course, the suspect in the theft of thousands of IRS records facing a single charge of theft. Only a single charge? I mean, is everybody getting the Hunter Biden treatment here? What's going on?
That's exactly. He's getting the Hunter Biden treatment. You wonder whether they're all in it together. They're certainly deciding not to punish him for violating your privacy.
So whether it's heroin at the White House or thousands of stolen IRS files, for some the government is very good to them. Only one count. That's it. Unbelievable. Grover Norquist has been our guest. Thank you, Grover. Take care.
You got it.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Talks between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence. House Republicans are nominating Majority Leader Steve Scalise to be the next speaker. The Louisiana lawmaker secured the nomination 113-99 in a closed-door Republican conference meeting yesterday. Scalise will now take his candidacy to the House floor, where he'll need to win the support of the majority of the chamber to take control of the gavel. The vote could happen sometime today. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Commuting, household chores, working at a desk, you know, these seemingly mundane tasks can contribute to discomfort and hinder your ability to function at your best. Are you ready for this? In fact, 8 in 10 Americans will experience back pain in their lifetime. See, you're not alone. Dr. Steve Hanoff is going to be joining us from the Joint Chiropractic, and he is going to explain how routine chiropractic care can elevate well-being by easing muscle and joint pain, accelerating injury recovery, and promoting a resilient, active lifestyle. Dr. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, great to have you here. Let me tell you, we are a family that believes in chiropractic. Even the kids, after they were born, they got adjusted. We're evangelists, let me tell you, for chiropractic care, because we've realized the benefit of chiropractic care.
That's fantastic to hear. Yeah, routine chiropractic care really plays a key role in helping us stay active and healthy, whether that's improving our performance, reducing our recovery times, or just contributing to our overall health and wellness. Chiropractic care really is amazing.
Well, we have to balance out. I mean, stressors are coming at us from every direction, right? You know, stress from job, environmental stress, not getting enough sleep. all these different stressors add to pressure upon the body. And this is why sometimes, you know, like, I get out of bed and I'm inordinately stiff. And, and I'll think about it, go, okay, how did I get here? And I realized the day before, you know, I was bombarded with a lot of things that, attacked my body. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like I should be interviewing you. Stress is the word that I use all the time, and you're right. It's everywhere. Whether, you know, we're getting into raking leaves season, followed by mm-hmm. shoveling snow. Well, not for me. I'm in Phoenix, so I get to avoid that. But you've got people that are aspiring athletes. You've got people that are tough on their bodies because they work difficult jobs like construction or hairstylist. So we're just bombarded by physical stress all day, every day. And you don't have to be an elite athlete to have to take care of your body. So you hit it on the head. Chiropractic adjustments are a natural drug-free option that can just help us maintain our overall health and wellness.
Yeah, sometimes it's things that just are out of the ordinary. You know, the kids drop off the grandkids, and you're taking care of three-year-olds that are traveling at Mach 5 speeds. And, when they leave, you need more than a drink. You need to go straight to a chiropractor.
You're right. You're not used to holding kids, wrestling them, getting up and down off the floor. I mean, that's a lot of physical activity that you're not used to, keeping up with three-year-olds.
Yeah, anything that gets me on the floor, it takes me a while these days to get to get back up. So you mentioned the floor. It's like immediately it goes to, okay, how long is it going to take me to get back up, you know?
That's right, yeah. And I think there's a lot of misconception out there. You mentioned your kids going to a chiropractor, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Chiropractic is not just for elite athletes and treating injuries like car accidents or whiplash. I think that's what a lot of people feel like you need chiropractic for. But to your point, we experience stress every day. And so people from babies all the way to active seniors really mm-hmm. can benefit from routine care.
Well, Dr. Steve, what happens, you know, when somebody, you know, is stressed and they're feeling achy in their shoulders and lower back and they think, okay, I'll work it out. How does that work against them and against their body? Because some might say by experience, and I've had some people say, well, Bill, you know, I just kind of work it out. But do they really work it out? And why would you, you know, wait, you know, and kind of when there's a more expedient process to relieve the problem and to keep you in good health? Because the longer you ignore these kinks and stressors on your spine, well, then you exacerbate the problem, and then it's not so easy to work out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. One of the things that we tell our patients often is that pain is really the last symptom to arrive and the first one to go away. So what that means is, by the time you're already feeling pain, there's already a lot of underlying stuff that is causing injury to your body. And to your point, that takes longer to unwind that if you're waiting to be in pain to go see a chiropractor. So, for example, let's just say both of your shoulders, you don't have pain in your shoulders, but you raise your right one over your head, you put that arm down, you raise your left one over your head, you put that one down. I will bet you that for most people out there, the range of motion is different on one side versus the other, but you often don't think about that because it doesn't cause pain. Now, that lack of range of motion over time may or may not lead to pain, but more often than not, it does. And so really that's the idea of chiropractic, is helping people manage pain, get out of pain, and then restoring flexibility and motion so that they can be active and so that they can have a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm. How does age play into this?
Age typically works against us when we're talking about health in general. Really age is just an accumulation of stressful experiences that we put our body through. And the longer that you live, the more stressful experiences that you've probably gone through, whether that's mental stress, emotional, physical stress, it can accumulate and build up on the body. And so, yeah, for people that are a little bit older, again, taking care of yourself, if you want to remain active, if you want to remain healthy and live mm-hmm. a quality life, it's not just
exactly
always about longer, but what do you want to get out of life? We should all want to golf or play with our grandkids, or there's usually something there that motivates us to stay healthy. And so keep that top of mind and really take your physical health seriously.
Exactly. I think Yogi Berra said it quite pointedly when he said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself, right? I like that.
That's right. Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Steve Kanoff. He's the Vice President of Chiropractic and Compliance at The Joint Chiropractic. Okay, Steve, what can we do? Give us some tips to help avoid aches and pains during our regular activities. What do you suggest?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that you can do without the help of a chiropractor. First is just stretch. And I think that's not rocket science, and a lot of us know it. We just don't mm-hmm. practice it. So yeah. Try to get into some kind of routine where you have 3 to 5 minutes, maybe a couple of times a day to take time and stretch. That can go a long way. The next one is getting good sleep. A lot of us don't get the required 7 or 8 hours of sleep every night, and having that time to recover, to have your body heal, to rejuvenate for the next day is very important. And then the final one is invest in good footwear. Even if you sit quite a bit, I'm sure we all have hobbies or activities that put stress on our feet, and that stress can be translated to all areas of our body. So a good pair of shoes can really act as a good first line of defense for protecting your body.
What about yoga, walking, and maybe swimming?
All great things. Yep, mm-hmm. all very low impact, works on restoring movement to the body, Tai Chi. Those are all really great ways to restore movement and motion to the body and mm-hmm. keep yourself healthy and well.
I used to tell my dad as he was aging, Pop, you just need to keep the blood flowing. You know, a simple little walk, and he was an athlete. So, and that's the tough thing. When you're an athlete, you're used to doing, marathons or something. So as you age, it's like thinking, well, if I just walk half a block, that somehow is acceptable. Well, again, based on the age, right? What would work best for you, right?
Yeah, it's going to be different for everybody based on age, medical condition. You might have had an injury in the past, but the idea is to keep moving.
Right. Steve, we got to let you go, so tell everybody where they can go for more information.
For more information, you can visit thejoint.com.
There he is, Dr. Steve Kanoff from The Joint Chiropractic. Thank you so much, doctor. Take care. Have a great day.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and got a real treat for you. Martin Bennett is with us. He is the author of Wounded Tiger, the true story of the pilot who led the Pearl Harbor attack, whose life was changed by an American prisoner and by a girl he never met. What a storyline, huh? Martin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you very much for having me on your show.
So how did you get connected with this story?
Yeah, that's a great question. From an early age, I really have always been attracted to true stories. I remember I had a fifth grade teacher said, you got to read so many books in this class. And all the girls were like, yay, they wanted to read Pride and Prejudice. And all the guys were like, we do not want to read books. And I was one of those guys. But I went to the library and I found a shelf of biographies. And I thought, wow, you know, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Abraham Lincoln. I just wanted to read biographies. And that's all I read. So I love true stories, movies, documentaries, and all that. Fast forward, I came across the story of John Newton, who wrote the song Amazing Grace, and I researched his life and wrote a feature-length screenplay on his life, and I'm still very much pursuing that. I met with a producer about a month ago regarding it, but I stumbled across the story of this guy, Mitsuo Fuchida, about 18 years ago, and I know quite a bit of history. I love, you know, war stuff. And I have heard a lot of conversion stories as well, but I never heard anything about this guy. Nothing. I mean, I heard nothing about him. So I found this, out of print, book from a defunct publisher that I bought used, and I started reading it. And as I went through it, I thought, golly, this is an unbelievable, undiscovered story. So I really felt I felt that the Lord wanted me to pursue this thing. So I did. And I mean, the more I dug, the better this thing got. It was like, you know, you dig through a lot of dirt to get the gold, but when you hit the gold, you're like, wow, that is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, here you come across the guy who is the lead pilot on the Pearl Harbor attack.
Right. He was handpicked by Admiral Yamamoto. He hated America. But, you know, to fast forward all the way without giving anything away, I mean, this guy ends up loving America, having his life changed, transformed, really, after all kinds of horrible things. Of course, there's three characters in this story. Jake DeShazer is an American who signed up with the military because he needed the money and needed a job. I mean, that was plain and simple. That's why he was there. But he ended up volunteering for a mission which he knew nothing about. Nobody did. It was secret. And that was the Doolittle Raid, the first American attack against Japan's homeland. Right. It was a successful attack, even though it was tactical. Then he his plane ran out of fuel. He bailed out, got captured by the Japanese, and was tortured in solitary confinement for like 40 months. And in his own words, he was, quote, crazy with hatred toward the Japanese. But something happened. And then there's the Covell family, father, mother, and children who lived in Japan. They were missionaries and teachers, fled to the Philippines, sent their kids to the U.S. So there's three separate plot lines here, Bill, and they have nothing to do with each other. But as they come together and how they interact and how it all happens, it's just millions to one that anything like this would happen. And it, in situations where it's hopelessly impossible for anything good to happen, something good does happen. And that's really encouraging to a lot of people.
Well, yeah, especially for people who are faith-oriented, you know, we believe in a redeeming God, and this is quite the redemptive story, isn't it?
It is, and what's interesting is because it's so authentic, it's a true story, it appeals to a very broad range of people, and I've had a lot of people who are not religious, not church people at all, zero. They read the book, they really find it fascinating and enthralling and encouraging. I remember sitting down with a woman and her wife and her husband who had read the book, and I bought them dinner because they were in town. And we just had a fun conversation. But at one point, the woman, she said, you know, she took her glasses off, tears started coming down her cheeks. She said, you know, this story really impacted me deeply. And when I see people love like this, I realize I need to be a better person. I think that's a great starting point. So Wounded Tiger really is a catalyst to encourage people to consider, hey, you know, God is good. He cares about people. Even if you don't seek him, even if you don't care about him, he still cares about you and he still does good things for you. And that's really what happened in Fuchida's life.
Well, Wounded Tiger, speaking of which, why the title of the book?
Oh, it's a great question, Bill. So the title, of course, is a metaphor. A tiger is a beautiful, gorgeous creature, powerful creature. But a wounded tiger is a dangerous creature and can never reach its potential because of wounds. Fuchida, it represents Fuchida. He was aspiring to do great things for his nation. He wanted to be a part of a great nation, but instead he participates in destroying his nation and destroying the lives of millions of people all throughout Southeast Asia. So after the war, he was really suicidal, and he felt he had really destroyed everything he had touched, which was kind of true. So it's really a metaphor of Fuchida himself. The phrase Tora, Tora, Tora means tiger, tiger, tiger. But the fact is everyone is a wounded tiger because all of us have potential for power and beauty and triumph, but our own wounds caused by ourselves or caused by others, that keeps us back from reaching our potential. But the goal is to reach that potential. And you see that happen in person after person after person in this story that you think there's no way anything good can come of this. So really, the story of Wounded Tiger is everyone's story, but it's ultimately a story of restoration and triumph.
Well, as you write about these characters, you say that they have this sense of a relentless pursuit towards something. And I think that that's, you know, that is the question, number one question of humanity, of, you know, why am I here? What am I supposed to be?
Well, of course, and it's odd that we spend so much time working and working on goals, but we don't really know what we're working for or why. And so for Fuchida, this, you know, after the war, it all came crashing down on him. He wanted to know, you know, he saw this girl, Peggy Covell, without giving anything away. He does a very, 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 I mean, extraordinarily loving act to her enemies, and he thought, why would you love your enemies? You should kill your enemies. I don't understand that. And it was his seeking to find that out that brought him really the secret of transformation in his own life, and to be honest, Bill, really the secret key to transformation of the entire planet, because there's never going to be peace based on trying harder or arguing with somebody and arguing them to agree with you. That's not where peace comes from. It comes from the inside, and something we need something on the outside to help, and that's where, you know, the power of God comes in. And when you see this happen in other people's lives in Wounded Tiger, the story, you get hope that, well, maybe it could happen to me too. Maybe I could be that person.
And right, exactly. And as you say, this is similar to, you know, Jesus' own pursuit of his humanity, right? And understanding, you know, what the human creature is all about. Though he surrendered all things that were godly in order to assume human form, to get a better understanding of God's creation and how we're reacting on this plane and why we needed him. And why, you know, I guess, after everything was all said and done, he could be so motivated to go to the cross in order to save us. I mean, that's just mind-blowing. You know, it's so hard to get your mind around, right?
It is. So with Jake DeShazer on a parallel line there, Jake DeShazer was a prisoner of war in Japan. He was in a physical prison, but once he realized he was in a spiritual prison of hatred, he wanted to be free from that. And God showed him the way to freedom. He just started reading the Bible. He had no discipler, no pastor, no mentor. He had nothing but the Word of God. But we know the Word of God is powerful. Yes. And God's a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. And Jake DeShazer was set free in this prison cell, and then he's able to tell his story. He has a vision and a burden to come back to Japan to help the Japanese people find out that there's a better way to live, and he dedicated his life to it and founded churches. So the story of Jake DeShazer is a demonstration of what you're talking about with Jesus coming to the cross. Mm-hmm. I read a Christmas card that I thought was the best one I've ever read in my life. It said, "He was born into our world so we could be born into his."
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tell me about the significance of the prayer of St. Francis here.
Well, this prayer is ascribed to St. Francis, but it actually was on a card with his name on the back, and we don't think that he really is the author of it. But it's a great prayer.
I love the prayer.
Yes, and in the Covell family, the father, Jimmy Covell, was very committed to helping other people. He went to the poorest district in Tokyo and Yokohama, Yokohama. He went into the poorest of the poor. He spent his life serving other people, and he would quote this prayer of St. Francis, as it's called, because it was very powerful. Instead of complaining about things, says, "Let me be an agent of change here." Mm-hmm. And then later, his daughter picked up that same spirit of, yes, how can we make a difference for something good? And even though she was a simple, very private, probably introverted person, she did something that was just, it was monumental, and it impacted the guy who led the attack on Pearl Harbor. How crazy is that? So
yes.
The word of hope to all of us through that prayer of St. Francis is, if you live according to these, there's no stopping how great of an impact your life can have on this world.
God's will be done, right? Well, unbelievable. As we wrap things up here, Martin, what would you want the readers to take away most from this book?
Well, it's a story of hope, and no matter how hopeless the situation is, God has a solution that you haven't even thought of yet, and you're going to get it from him. And I'd also like to say, you know, if you want to read the first chapters of the book, you can go to woundedtiger.com, read them free, decide for yourself what you think of the story.
Well, a great story, and you're going to love this book. I mean, it engages you. It captures you, Wounded Tiger. It's the true story of the pilot who led the Pearl Harbor attack, whose life was changed by an American prisoner and a girl he had never met. Martin Bennett is the author. He's been our guest. Martin, the book available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
Well, it will be available nationally on November 7th, but you can pre-order it or get pre-order information at woundedtiger.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amped.